Over the last 18 months, my podcast has helped me sign dream clients. I've received multiple invitations to be a guest on other podcasts, to speak inside paid communities, but it's a recent invitation to be a speaker at a summit that truly is really special and reinforces how important it is to have evergreen content that showcases your expertise, your speaking skills, and your signature speaking topic. So in this episode, I'm sharing it all. I'm going to let you know how I leverage Threads to connect with the host, how the speaking opportunity came about, and how you too can leverage your podcast to land your dream speaking opportunities. I am super excited to dive into this episode. So let's go. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. So before we get into all the details, because statistics tell me that you're only going to listen to maybe 75% of this episode, and I don't want to leave this as a call to action for the end of the episode content, because I don't want you to miss out on this awesome event. So the summit that I'm referring to as part of this episode is actually live right now. Yes, registration is open for the in-demand and fully booked micro audio summit. This is the Amplify Your Thought Leadership edition, and I am one of 8 expert speakers sharing one actionable strategy or how-to, which will help you get way more reach for your thought leadership content, become known as a go-to authority in your space, and sign more dream clients in 2024 and beyond. Now, this isn't your typical summit, you know, the ones where there's a ton of speakers across 5 or 7 days. You've got to watch a bunch of presentations within 24 hours or upgrade. No, this is a micro audio summit, which means that it's podcast format, which, you know, your girl loves, which means that you can binge listen when you're bathing the kids, you're running on the treadmill, you're doing the school run, whatever it might be. There's no upsells, there's no fluff, there's no videos that you need to sit down and watch. You plug in your earbuds and you take in the strategies, right? Plus, you're going to get ongoing access to listen and re-listen at any time. So there's no, you need to listen within 24 hours or upgrade. You will have access to these interviews for as long as they are available. Sounds good, right? So I want you to head to the link in the show notes, because registration is only open for a few more days. It closes on Sunday, the 12th of May, at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's also 2 a.m. on Monday 13th if you're based in the UK. So if you like all those things, you want to get way more reach, you want to become known, you want to sign more dream clients, I highly recommend that you register, sign up so that you can get access to these presentations. It's all free, by the way. There's nothing to be paid. No upsells, no nothing. It's just great content that will help you to, you know, get yourself out there, to get visible and grow your business. Alrighty, so let's get into today's episode content. So coming into 2024, and I've talked about this on the podcast before, I can't remember which episode number it was, but I've been quite vocal about ditching Instagram in terms of using it to market my business. Like, I'm done flogging that horse, right? It didn't work out for me. That's not to say it doesn't work out for some people. It does. But for me, it hasn't really supported the growth in any way, shape, or form. And so as part of that, I had to think about, well, yes, I'm going to go all in the podcast. I'm going to go all in on building my email community, but I really need to get in front of more people. And so I came into 2024 with this plan to be a speaker. Like, that scared the bejesus out of me. But I knew that was a step I needed to take this year to really, as I just said, become that go-to authority, get more reach for my content, and get in front of more of my dream clients. And so when I rediscovered Threads, because, you know, Threads came out in the summer of 2023, I literally popped into the app long enough to create my profile so that, you know, no one stole it. I don't know if that's really a thing, but that was my mentality at the time. And then I kind of forgot about it until around Christmas when I was clearing out the apps on my phone, as you do. I'd already deleted Instagram for, you know, over the holidays. And long story short, I started scrolling through Threads and I was like, oh, this is a pretty cool place. This isn't what I expected at all, especially as it's part of the Meta family. And here we are now, 9th of May, and it has turned out to be such a great platform for connecting with people, for being pitched to, you know, pod for podcast swaps or to be a guest on podcasts. Like, it's a really amazing platform to really connect with people. And that's how I was able to develop a relationship with Jana, who is the host of the In Demand and fully booked Micro Audio Summit. Now, truth be told, I have been in Jana's world for a while. I have been on her email list, but she wouldn't really know this because I don't necessarily respond to emails. I just have always soaked up her emails. I remember when I started on my Pinterest journey, because Jana is a Pinterest expert, but she's also a content expert. She does the two really, really well. But I've also always kind of followed her on her journey. And I think this is going to be her third or fourth Micro Audio Summit. I've always signed up for her summits in the past. And I just think, I always thought that she was a cool person. And so I started hanging out on Threads. I started posting. And I remember when she responded to one of my threads and I nearly passed out. Like, oh my God, that's Jana. Like, I'm on her email list. And that's how we kind of started communicating. I've always wanted her to be a guest on the podcast to talk about Pinterest. And yeah, we've started to really develop a relationship over on Threads. And one day in, I think it was April or maybe late March, I got an email from her. And I'm used to getting emails from her because I signed up for her high leverage content program last year. But I could tell, obviously, from the subject line that this was not related to that program. I can't remember the exact subject line, but I opened it up and I read the email and it was an invitation to be a speaker at her next Micro Audio Summit. And I nearly died. Like, I was like, oh my goodness. I had like a total freak out. I think I cried. I just got really, really emotional because it's a dream come true. Like, at the start of the year, I was scared to even go down this path. And here I am, someone who, like, whose content I devour on a weekly basis, who I've followed for so many, for at least a couple years, is reaching out to me to invite me to be a speaker at her event. It was just absolutely amazing. I responded, there was no thinking about it. Like, I responded really, really quickly. And in her email, she pitched what she thought might be a good topic for me. And I thought, that looks very familiar, right? I don't want to ruin it because, you know, I want you to sign up and listen to all the interviews. But it's actually, I could tell that she had listened, or she'd at least looked at my podcast episodes and maybe even listened and picked what she thought would be a topic that was the perfect fit for her Micro Audio Summit. And in that moment, because I'd always thought that summits were a bit difficult to get into, it they almost feel like a bit of a, not a click, but it took me a while to realize that a lot of summit hosts, they reach out to their speakers, right? It's not like bundles or freebie swaps where you get this like post in a Facebook group and there's a mass bunch of replies. Like a lot of the good summit hosts take that time to really curate their event. And so I felt really honored that she had one, invited me to be one of those speakers, but then two, had really taken the time to go through my content and thought about which topics would best align with this event. And I talked about, you know, the power of evergreen content. And this is what I mean. Now, if I didn't have this podcast, if it was just Instagram, if I was a betting woman, I feel pretty confident that I probably wouldn't have gotten the invitation because it's just, it's different. Like having evergreen content, such as a podcast, such as a blog, really allows you, as I talked about, to really showcase your expertise. And the speaking topic that she chose really aligns with what I talk about overall, right? But also fits really well with the other speakers that she chose for this event. And so if it wasn't for Threads, she still wouldn't know who I am. And this opportunity probably wouldn't have come about. And so, yeah, that's kind of how the opportunity came about. So she reached out. I was like, hell yes. Where do I sign? What do you need from me? And because it's an audio summit, she literally sent me the link to book in. I booked my interview. I answered a few questions. The interview itself was quite good. But yeah, that has been an awesome, awesome experience. And yes, whilst I have been invited to speak on podcasts in the past or invited to, you know, be a guest expert in a mastermind or a membership, this one feels pretty special because she made it very clear that she'd listened to the podcast and that was part of her selection process. So when I talk about, and if you're a long-time listener of the podcast, you will know that I talk about how you can leverage your podcast to sign clients to secure speaking opportunities. And that's how I help my launch clients. Like I've created the framework, the impact framework that really helps my clients to create their podcast in a way where it's designed to help them achieve those two things. And my VIP launch clients are able to sign their first client or secure a speaking opportunity within 30 days of launch. Like these are not six-figure, seven-figure coaches or service providers. They're just like you who know their ideal client. They know how they help them. And they are just using their podcast to really amplify that message. So I don't want you to think, oh, but that's them and that's me, because the same results that they're getting, you can get to. This same story that I'm sharing with you now, I want you to think about that dream speaking opportunity. What is it? It is totally achievable for you. You just need to position your podcast in a way that showcases your expertise and your speaking skills, right? And so when I work with my client, and we talked a little bit, I can't remember the episode number, but I'll link it in the show notes. We were chatting with Steph Wharton all about using your podcast to get speaking gigs, right? And if you haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend that you go back and listen because she shares some absolute gems in that episode. But one of the things that I talk to my clients or teach them about is using different episode types, right? So if, like my clients, your two goals for your podcast are signing clients and landing speaking opportunities, your episodes really need to showcase your expertise and position you as authority. Those two episode types are really good for client side of things, but also speaking opportunities. And then the second piece is belief shifts. But focusing in more on the speaking opportunities piece, think about what is your speaking topic? If tomorrow you were to get a dream opportunity to speak on your dream stage, What would you speak to them about? What would your signature topic be? And write that down. And then I want you to think about how can you, we don't want to obviously give the entire talk on your podcast, but we want to take some pieces of it, right? And share those perspectives on your podcast. So for example, my speaking topic is all about, you know, leveraging podcasting to sign more clients or to market and sell your offers. Like there's different ways I word it depending on the event. And there's so many different angles that I can come at that at. But on the podcast, I break that down maybe into my framework. I might break that down into a polarizing belief. If you're new here, that polarizing belief is all about not having to rely on social media to grow your business. I might break that down into addressing my ideal client's biggest objection, which is usually around, I don't have time to start a podcast, right? So look at your signature topic and think about how you can pull certain elements of it and come at it from different angles that would showcase your expertise, right? Because as my story has proven, as my experience has proven, you just don't know who's looking for what content. And Threads, as I've talked about before, has been amazing. Like I don't really promote or market a lot, but people on Threads do go down the link in bio rabbit hole. So if you treat the platform as a platform where you share your thought leadership, you share your expertise, and you know, mix in a little bit more of personal content, you don't necessarily have to be vulnerable, right? That could be done down to the weather if you really want to, right? It's really a place where you can have conversations. And there are people whose lists I've been on for years, who I haven't been able to connect with, but Threads has made it possible. And if you say something and someone has seen that thread or seen your comment on another thread, they will go down the rabbit hole. They'll see that you've got a podcast and they'll see the type of content that you're creating in your podcast. So it's really, really important that you're creating content, not just for your clients, but for those summit hosts, for those event organizers, right? Because that's the beauty of evergreen content. So I did actually record, again, I can't remember the episode number, but there is a episode where I talk about the different episode types. I'm going to link it in the show notes. Make sure you go back and have a listen, but really think about how you can break down that speaking topic. And this is really a good idea in terms of like when you are pitching to podcasts or summits, some of them ask for an example of you speaking. So it's really easy for you to create a playlist of 5 or 6 different episodes in Spotify and include that link to that playlist in your pitch, right? So I want you to think like your podcast really can do so much for your online business. I want you to think of it, we've talked about this before, think of your podcast as your stage. It really is preparing you for those bigger stages. And so with that in mind, how can you show up on your stage that will showcase to other people that you are the right fit for their event? When I say to you, 3 years ago, I started this podcast and I never would have dreamed that these opportunities will come my way. Trust and believe, I never would have dreamed that these opportunities will come my way. This podcast has really helped me to define my messaging, to be more confident. It's helped me to really, with my speaking skills as well, even though it is weird sitting in a corner of your bedroom, talking into a mic, like it really has helped me to refine my speaking skills and yeah, feel that comfortability to be behind the mic. And so I really want you to embrace, no matter where you are, if you're just starting out, you're in the like planning stages of your launch, perfect place to be. Because as you're planning out your episodes, now you've listened to this episode, you can go away and think about those episodes that really showcase your authority, really showcase your expertise, right? If you are newer or more established, the same opportunity is available to you. Just really think about, what is that topic that you want to be known for? How can I break it down into 5 or 6 different episodes, record them, put them into a playlist, and include, that could be your speaker portfolio. You include that playlist into all the pitches. It could be podcasts, it could be summits, it could be guest experts. Not many people do this. So immediately you will be in a different class from everyone else. But I'm telling you, I want you to leverage the power of podcasting, because it really has been instrumental over the last 18 months or so in the growth of my business. Like, it is a marketing asset that really will do the heavy lifting, the heavy lifting of marketing for you, but you've got to have the right strategy. All right. So I hope this episode has inspired you. I was really excited to share this with you, especially on the day where registration for the audio summit has opened. It's literally opened today. And so again, I would encourage you to sign up. You'll see for yourself what Jana's emails are like, but she puts on amazing events. So I have no doubt that you'll take away at least one actionable strategy or how-to from listening to any of the 8 episodes. So again, the link is in the show notes. You have until Sunday, 12th of May at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want any support with launching your podcast or, you know, implementing this framework so that you too can leverage your podcast for speaking opportunities, I invite you to book a PodConnect call with me. This is a free 20-minute call where we will chat about what your goals are and what might be the best package for us to support you with your podcast. Head to www.toobusytopodcast.co.uk/contact to book your call today. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it helpful, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.